So what are the processes that drive wet and dry microburst? We're going to take a look at the two factors, and that being precipitation loading versus lapse rates. Essentially, it comes down to negative buoyancy and the forces that drive it. Both of these factors are related, and we'll show you from a classic figure from Srivastava that as lapse rates decrease, that is, move to the left, as you can see the sub-LCL lapse rates in degrees C per kilometer, the observed microburst reflectivity, actually the intensity of the downdrafts, have an increasingly difficult time of maintaining their descent just based on negative buoyancy effects alone. However, heavy precipitation cores, especially those with reflectivity cores greater than 40 dBZ, can force a descent of a downdraft even if it loses negative buoyancy. So you see that precipitation loading and lapse rates are directly related.